It's been a week since it's been some time we've been together there, but we're back. It's Butch on Sports. Simply Butch is here. And as always, thanks for tuning in on a Sunday evening here. Hopefully you are aware you're getting great weather. We are in southeastern Michigan, although the rain is coming, okay, and the temperature will be going down, but that's okay. We had a great weekend, a great Saturday and Sunday. Want to get you up to date with what's been going on, so I'll do that there. And as always, I say, before I get started, thanks for tuning in here. Okay, here we go. Miguel Cabrera has officially entered one of Major League Baseball's most exclusive clubs. The Detroit Tigers first baseman recorded his 3,000th hit of his career. Matter of fact, he's 3,002 after today here on Saturday at the Detroit Comerica Park, making him the 33rd player in Major League history to reach the milestone. Cabrera sent a single through the right side of the infield for his 3,000 hit in the first inning. Yes, the Detroit Tiger recorded his 3,000 hit of his career Saturday again at Comerica Park. Again, what can we say here? Major League history reaches a milestone, and it's considered to be an automatic ticket to Cooperstown as well there. However, Cabrera picked up the milestone at his first at-bat in the first inning. On the third pitch, Cabrera at bat against Colorado Rockies starter Antonio Cesarelli, okay, or something. Cabrera sent a single through the right side for the infield, and then his hit was gone, and all the celebration had begun there. Cabrera ended his 2022 season only needing 13 hits to reach 3,000. And he hurried up and made that up quick, fast, in a hurry. Only two other players have registered 3,000 hits in Tigers history in their uniforms. That would be Ty Cobb and Al Kaline. He is the first Venezuelan player to enter the club. A statement from Christopher Illich, the chairman of the CEO of Detroit Tigers, congratulated Miguel Cabrera on his 3,000th hit. He was proud to witness Mickey's amazing historic accomplishment and the 500 home run milestone as well, putting him among very few selected players, and I'll get to that one in a moment. He thanked Mickey for the career of excitement, Hall of Fame caliber play toward our objective of championship baseball for Detroit Tigers fans. We'll talk about that in a moment as well. Mickey has also continued to build a statue of one of the greatest Tigers of all time. He's already exceeded that, I think. Al Avila, executive vice president and general manager of the Tigers, said seeing Mickey grow from a teenager taking batting practice from his neighborhood field in Venezuela, becoming one of the most best players in baseball's history, has been one of the most great joys of his life. His humility, passion, and for having great fun and genuinely love of the city of Detroit are completely unmatched. Joining the 3,000 hit club only strengthened his standing on one of the game's all-time greats. This is tremendous accomplishment. We know how many more exciting times on the horizon for Detroit Tigers. And then some there. Well, they did win that game, and that was on Saturday, the first game, 13-0. However, the Tigers kind of laid an egg there, okay, for Detroit Tigers starter Tyler Alexander on Sunday. He didn't do too doggone well with two outs in the first inning. He gave up an RBI single, two outs in the third inning. He gave up two-run homer, and with two outs in the fifth, he gave up a two-run single. That is not good cooking, boys and girls. The Tigers lost today by a score of 6-2 to the Colorado Rockies. The Rockies win the series 2-1, also winning last night of the second game with a doubleheader there. Indeed there. So the Tigers are getting ready to go back on the road again. We'll probably talk about that a wee bit more on the Gabe Sports Show. That will be on Monday, boys and girls, here from 6 to 8 o'clock. Scott Nason, Dave McKay, and myself will be talking a whole heck of a lot there. Well, the fans said farewell to Little Caesars Arena for the last time this season for hockey being played in there. Yet another season end without the joy of a playoff, you know? Some of the biggest cheers were Saturday when it came on the scoreboard cut to the ballpark across on Wilwood Avenue showing the Detroit Tigers star Mickey Cabrera's 3,000th hit while it was going through an intermission. Players gathered on the ice offered a stick salute as the buzzer sounded after a 7-2 loss to the Pittsburgh Penguins. The Wings 30-39-10. Their third to last game is on Sunday, upcoming, against the New Jersey Devils there. Of course, today, Alex, let's see, the goaltender has 17 saves. Oscar Sundquist and Tyler Bertuzzi each had a goal and an assist. Detroit Red Wings beat the Jet Devils by a score of 3-0. Yes, this afternoon on Sunday. The win snapped a two-game losing streak for the Detroit Red Wings and came a day after they were blown out by the Penguins in front of the kids and fans in the last game of, again, Little Caesars Arena game this year. They'll be back next year, hopefully with better results. And I'm quite sure we'll have a lot to say during the offseason and then some about the Detroit Red Wings and how they're going to improve this team. That's including finding out if they're going to have a coach to coach them next year and who will it be. NBA action. Grayson Allen set a playoff record with 27 points and 6 3-pointers. Giannis Antetokounmpo, or Poe, had 32 points, 17 rebounds, and Milwaukee Bucks beat the Chicago Bulls by a score of 119. The 95 Sunday to take a 3-1 lead in the first round of the series. More games are tonight as of right now going on. Yes, the Golden State Warriors are trailing with about 3 minutes left. The Denver Nuggets, who are behind 3-0 in series games there, 112 to 115. That's going to be a close one. That's still going on in the fourth quarter. Again, I said 3 minutes left in the game. Miami and Atlanta, they'll take care of business at 7 o'clock this evening. And also Phoenix at New Orleans, they'll take care of business as well around about 9:30. Both those road teams, Miami and Phoenix, have 2-1 leads in the series. There. Get you straightened out with that. The NFL has news releasing the full 2022 NFL regular season schedule on May the 12th. That'll be the day all that will be announced. However, before then, the first Thursday night football game on Prime Video, that'll be week two of September 15th. That'll be said on Thursday. This upcoming Thursday, the 28th, they'll let you know what's going on there. During the first round of the 2022 NFL Draft, the international games is going to be announced on May the 4th. Select games in the league is going to be announced on the week of May the 9th, and clubs to announce their first home game opponent. That will be on Thursday, May the 12th at 6 p.m. The NFL Network will be covering all those goodies and then some. Get your whiff on what your team is going to be doing that you're going along with. I know I'll be very seriously knowing and trying to find out what the Detroit Lions are going to be doing after the draft this upcoming Thursday. That'll be off the table. And now we can get down to business on how the Lions is going to improve the team for the 2022-23 season. I tell you right now, they're going to have to do a whole heck of a lot. And then some. Moving on. This weekend, I'm just going to be making a mention of this because these had a whole heck of a lot to do. While I was growing up, I saw these two individuals play. And It amazed me how they did things. Daryl LaMonica, the star of the Oakland Raiders quarterback, who was known for his deep passing, he died in Fresno, California on Thursday. He was 80 years old. His death was considered to be from natural causes. The Fresno native LaMonica went to college at Notre Dame, and in 1963, he was drafted by two teams, the Green Bay Packers of the NFL and the Buffalo Bills of the AFL. He took the AFL route and was a backup for the Buffalo Bills at that point in time, a big backup because he was backing up a quarterback that Buffalo relied on a whole heck of a lot and was very famous, Jack Kemp, who eventually became a senator and did a whole lot of things political-wise there. However, to 1970, LaMonica was traded, let go, and traded to the Oakland Raiders. And at that daggone time, boy, football was fun to watch because we got to see a quarterback who specialized in bombing and airing the football out there. His famous name was, he was known as the Mad Bomber. LaMonica's talents as he rushed for 2,089 yards and had a league high six touchdowns in 1964 for Buffalo, he carried that over for the Raiders in 1967 to 1974. He was known very deeply for how he got his name, the Mad Bomber, by giving those long, long bombs to players like Warren Wells, Fred Biletnikoff, Branch, as a whole heck of a lot more. That's when the Raiders were exciting as a no-not one there. His first year, he led the Raiders to a 13-1 record at that point in time when he came to Oakland. They only played 14 games in the season. A hard knock from the 17 or 18. Right now, these owners want the players to play. And he was a first-team All-Pro selection. He was very good at his craft. He made football very exciting. He will be somewhat very much so missed. Guy Lafleur was selected by the Montreal Canadiens as the number one pick in 1971 NHL draft. He was billed to be the Canadiens' next great Quebec-born player, and he was. He was a Hall of Famer, wore his glowing hair as he rode down and skated toward missing people left and right, shooting his puck. He was very good at it indeed. He got 5 Stanley Cups from the Montreal Canadiens while he was with them. He went to the Hall of Fame. He died at the age of 70. He was battling lung cancer. 2 players that had a huge impact on me watching sports in the 60s and the 70s there. A lawsuit has been barred for the reason of Al Sobotka no longer can drive a Zamboni for the Detroit Red Wings. He got caught peeing in a drain when he was seen by another employee. Sobotka's lawyer stated in the case filed in Wayne County Circuit Court that Sobotka's rights were violated under Michigan's Ellis-Larson Civil Rights Act, arguing that Sobotka was discriminated against on the basis of his age, who was 68 years old, and also disabled. According to the lawsuit, Sobotka has been diagnosed with benign prosthetic problems that has caused a frequent and uncontrollable need to urinate. The ex-Red Wing employee Sobotka was devastated after being fired. That's what the lawyer said. And right now, we'll probably get more about that particular upcoming lawsuit and see how successful Sobotka will be on that there when it came down to that. I don't know what the deal is. The man tried to hide himself there. Did he do it in front of you? I don't know. No kind of action on that particular, really, on what happened other than he was caught peeing. Okay. Finally, the Detroit City Football Club. Well, I don't talk about it a lot, but I do make a mention of it that, yes, Detroit do have a football club that resides at Key Worth Stadium in the city of Hamtramck, Michigan, where they play their home games, and always a raucous crowd, always there. That team has been very successful as far as being in playoffs or whatever it may be. But on this particular night, last Tuesday, Detroit City fell behind in the seventh inning to the Columbia Crew of Major League Soccer. However, they never panicked. Instead, Detroit City Football Club turned up the heat. They settled during the second half and scored two goals. Two unanswered goals to stun the Crew by a score of 2-1, beating the team in the higher level of American hockey for the first time in the club's history. Maxi Rodriguez scored both the goals for DCFC in that particular game. And right now, that was one of the best games that any fan, that I've been told, had ever witnessed there. Detroit City is on a huge high that they can play soccer with the best in this country has to offer. So that's no bragging. That's just facts, boys and girls. Detroit City took care of business. And with that, I'm saying it's time for me to go. Let me see. I don't see anything up and coming here. There's only 2 minutes left with the Golden State Warriors. No, 1 minute and 47 seconds left. And Golden State is trailing by 118 to 119, which Denver is still leading in that particular game. Almost over, but almost over means nothing. Denver's in trouble. They must win this game in order to continue forward in the playoffs there. Again, I'm out of time here. Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Check me out on Wednesday there, boys and girls. Yes, we'll be back on Wednesday there. And thank you to everyone with those birthday greetings, the cards, the emails. Oh, man, Facebook was full and packed. Thank you very much. Very much so appreciate it there. I'm back in business, boys and girls. So let's check you out on Wednesday. And again, a reminder, the Game Sports Show will be on tomorrow night on News Talk 1400. Scott Nason, Dave McKay, and yes, myself will be on the air from 6 to 8 o'clock to give you the best of sports news that you can't get enough of. Hey, I'm out of time. Hey, have a very pleasant beginning of the week, boys and girls, and stay safe.